All right, everybody, with Windows Phone 7 in our sights and so close to being in our hands, today we're talking to Sean McKenna, who's going to show off some of the apps that we've been working on internally, correct?
Yep.
Internally here, and give you a little taste of what Windows Phone 7 can do. Why don't you tell us what you're going to show us?
Sure. So basically what we've done is we're starting fresh with Windows Phone 7,
yep.
Building an entirely new phone user experience and also a new application platform. So we've talked a lot about that at Mix and, mm-hmm. and with subsequent announcements. So it's a combination of Silverlight and XNA all running on the phone.
Right. And the tools are out there now. You can start building apps now if you haven't already.
Developer.windowsphone.com. People
right.
should go and grab the tools. But what we decided was several months back, we said, hey, we're resetting this platform, this phone. We're starting a new application platform. We need to actually build some apps on the platform that we're building mm-hmm. to validate what we're doing, right? To make sure that what we're doing is actually good and people are going to like it and the tools work and everything kind of fits together.
Seems like a good idea.
So we decided to build a set of applications that would be real end-user applications that we'll actually push out to the marketplace. And some of them are in the production marketplace now for mm-hmm. the few people that are lucky enough to have devices out there. I know everybody's waiting to get some. But we've got a handful of these out there for the people who do have devices to play with.
Cool.
So I wanted to just show off some of those applications to...
Let's see it. Now, I know some of these, not yet, but the source code will be made available.
Right.
And some aren't. So as we go along, just let us know which ones that you're going to unveil publicly the source code.
Sure. So that was one of the goals as well, is to take some of the applications that we've built and develop patterns and practices for developers to say, hey, if you want to build an application kind of like this... This is the source code that you would use. You can
yeah.
copy and paste it and grab it and put it in your own applications. So
the
first one I'll show actually is one of the applications that we will release as source code available. So it's just a simple spirit level, right, to keep your table or your picture frame level.
Okay.
And basically it's got two modes. So it's got a surface mode. So as you can see, it's sitting here on the table and it's pretty...
It's good to see our Channel 9 studio. It's perfectly flat.
Pretty much level, maybe off a little bit.
Oh, okay.
But as we tilt this, you'll see that the little bubble will go to the side and you'll be able to check if your surface is level. And actually, if you turn it into this mode, then it actually changes into...
Perfect for hanging picture frames.
Exactly. So, again, just a simple application, but if you think about from the perspective of releasing source code out to developers, clearly this is using the accelerometer, which
yep.
is built into the phone.
Mm-hmm.
And we've actually separated out the code so there's an accelerometer helper so that developers that are using the accelerometer in other applications could actually just grab that class, drop it into their application, and be able to start using the accelerometer without
cool.
having to...
Cool, so this is sort of a basic app that you guys out there can turn into, you know, brilliant, brilliant applications.
Exactly, and we're
awesome.
Going to make it really easy to actually just plug this app right into Visual Studio as a starter kit so that you can then just grab that code and start messing around with it and seeing how it works
mm-hmm.
And use it in your own applications.
Cool.
One of the other things I just want to mention on this one is you'll see that this Surface is currently using a blue color. Most of the screenshots that people have probably seen of the phone on Engadget or wherever...
Or Channel 9.
have seen this color predominantly because this is the default theme color on
Correct.
The phone.
Your homepage is statistically usually has blue tiles.
Exactly. So if we go back here, you'll see the blue tiles. What we've done in a bunch of our applications is actually take advantage of the theme color on the phone in the applications, which is something that all developers can do. So if I just swap this out and actually switch into the light theme, and maybe I'll change my theme color to red.
Good choice. Good choice.
Then if we go back here, first of all, on the start screen, you'll see that that's changed to red.
Mm-hmm.
And just want to demonstrate here that third-party applications actually get to use that as well. So that
Neat.
You change this into the red theme color. And then if we move into that, and that's really, it's trivial to take advantage of that color. So whereas you would normally just maybe say, you know, the background is black, you just say background equals phone accent color,
mm-hmm.
And then you can pick that up automatically at runtime, which is pretty
cool.
Neat.
I'm all about customization.
Yep. So the next one I want to jump into is another fairly simple application. This one's a unit converter. So if you want to figure out how many, in this case, is inches in a foot, or if you're doing, again, maybe you're taking the level application to help build your tool shed,
uh-huh.
and you need to do some conversions from inches to meters or kilograms to pounds, you can do that here. One thing to highlight here is if we go into the conversions page where you can actually change the conversions that you're using, this is where we're using the pivot control. It's a quite common paradigm on the phone. And there will actually be a pivot control included in the tools at release. It's not out there in the current build. But when we release the tools, there will be a pivot control that developers can just drop into their applications and create these nice dynamic user experiences with.
Time, volume, angle, weight?
Yeah, I think we've got 8 or 9 different categories
here. Speed, that's great.
Yep, so you can just switch between those, save there. You can add that as a favorite. We basically keep that saved over here as one of the pivots. So you can just save the conversions that you're doing quite often.
Yeah, so, great.
Again,
so for me, when I go to Joann's Fabric Store, I don't need to do in my head how many yards and feet.
Exactly.
How many feet in the yard.
Grab your Windows phone and you're all set to go.
Cool.
So that's the unit converter application. So with the translator application, actually we're taking advantage of the Microsoft Translation Service, which is something out of MSR.
Yep, I saw it this year at TechFest.
Which they've got a public API, so you can actually go out and build your own interesting translation application today. So we took advantage of that. And let me just...
So you said, I don't know if you can see it at home, but it's going from English to German.
Yep. So let me just type in a phrase that somebody might want to translate here, like, I love channel 9. And translate. And it's Ich liebe Kanal 9. So now... You might not have the greatest pronunciation in the...
You sounded good.
I've done a little bit.
I was impressed.
I've done a little bit of German.
Okay.
But if you don't have the best translation in the language that you're translating to, actually, we have a little speaker button here. I don't know if people could hear that.
Here, hold it up to your mic. Try that again.
So that's actually getting a...
That's great.
A sound file downloaded from the Microsoft Translation Service. And it's actually localized into the accent of somebody that is a native speaker.
Wow,
of
so
that
assuming
language.
You've got Spanish, French,
yep, exactly.
German,
so if we tap on,
what other languages?
So if you tap on the language here, we've got English, French, Italian, German, and Spanish. And we chose those languages initially because those are the languages that the phone is going to be available in at launch.
Great.
And so we can expand that out later, but those are the core languages.
Now, do you know offhand how many text characters can you input? Like, is there 140 maximum, like Twitter, or can I type in an entire novel?
It's basically whatever you can fit into the little screen here.
Yeah. That's great.
So it's meant to be translating very short phrases.
Sure.
And we actually... have a bunch of built-in phrases here in the app.
Where was this when I was backpacking through Europe in my little books going, Oué la Louvre?
So one of the challenges that people have with translation apps today is generally there's two categories of them. One is fully service connected, so you can't do anything with it when it's offline.
Right.
Or the ones that actually download basically the entire English-French dictionary to your phone, and those ones tend to be very expensive because it's the Collins dictionary company selling it to you. So we've kind of taken a hybrid approach with this application where basically you need to be connected to do a new translation, but once you do that, we'll save it locally in isolated storage, both the string translation and the audio file. So
great.
That way, you if you have the...
So you have all your commonly asked questions,
exactly.
Where's the bathroom?
Exactly.
I see you've got, I would like some beer to drink.
Yep, so the things you're going to need when you're traveling around,
right.
Maybe for Oktoberfest in Germany, you have those stored locally on the phone, so even if you're in airplane mode, you don't want to roam, you've actually got that locally available to be able to play around with. So.
Now, does it also come with just some basic questions pre-installed, or is
yes.
it just, it does? So it's
yep.
the ones that you create and the sort of
exactly.
FAQ.
Exactly. So we come with, I think, 50 different phrases, kind of common things and numbers and things you'll need when you're traveling around. But then if you add your own, those will get saved as well.
Very nice.
So that's the translator.
And what's the name? It's just called the translator.
It's called the translator. Our apps are fairly generically named just to avoid any type of branding or...
Right, and like you said, these are essentially really made for people to take and use in their larger applications.
Yeah, exactly.
So tools.
The translator is another one that we'll be releasing source code for out to the community. So the next one we have is a little shopping list application. So this allows you to just kind of keep track of your needs when you're out shopping. So you get pre-populated with a simple grocery list, and you can just add in, carrots. You'll see that the auto correction on the phone actually shows up, and that's available to third-party applications. So let's go, you know, buy one carrot and maybe some eggs and add that. And just makes it really easy to be able to add multiple items to your list. And then those show up in a list form, and you can change the quantity associated with them. You can actually dive into a specific item and just put in some description and category, and that'll help you sort your items.
So a lot more detail than just like a checklist on, you know,
exactly.
a current phone.
Exactly. So in this one, we tried to think about how can we, first of all, beat pencil and paper, which is what, you know, people tend to use when they're going shopping.
It's one of the few times I actually use a pencil and paper,
exactly.
but I do.
So if you can have a little list application on your phone that's actually specifically tied to shopping and is not just sort of generic tasks, we thought that would make it easy for people. So you can also add an item as a favorite, and you'll see that shows up as a little star next to it. And what that does is to help you handle the case where you've got maybe a set of items that you buy every week when you go shopping, you can set those as favorites. And then when you go to use this little checkout button here, you can say, shop just favorites. And basically what that'll do is repopulate your list with the set of things that you buy every week so that the next time you go to the store, they're all there for you. So I'd set, I think, eggs as a favorite. So now you're back and ready to go the
next
time.
Every week I know I need bread, milk, eggs.
Exactly. So those are the things that are all set up for you. So make that scenario really easy. So that's the shopping list application. Again, fairly simple, but pretty useful. Next one I'm going to show is weather. So stocks and weather are a couple of applications that people always want to have on their phone. So we whipped up some simple versions. There's no cities added yet, but I can go in and add a city. You'll see that it actually finds my current location.
Using GPS?
Yep, just using the GPS and the location
framework.
What if
I wanted to see what the weather's like in New York?
All right, well then let's add New York. So you can either quickly get your current location, or you can search for a new location, and that'll go out and get a set of cities, and we just add New York. There we go. It's 88 degrees.
Woo! It's warm in Manhattan.
Tap in there. We can get the details, so temperature as well as, you know, some additional weather geek kind of information. And again, this is using...
And if I'm not going there to the weekend, you show the forecast.
Exactly. So you get a 10-day forecast. So again, this is using the pivot control and just... Very simple sort of Metro UI. Metro is the design language for Windows Phone. So again, you can see taking advantage of the accent color, but otherwise a fairly simple, basic application.
But you got to have it.
Yeah, it's designed to make it really quick and easy to check out the weather and be visually appealing as well.
And so that obviously you need to be online. Is that integrated with Bing?
Is actually using MSN.
Okay.
MSN to get data. You can also obviously switch back and forth between Celsius and Fahrenheit. So again, if you're going traveling maybe and want to see the temperatures in different degrees.
Unfortunately, I'm not going anywhere, but let's pretend I'm going to Santorini.
Yeah. So pretty quick and easy to add locations. And let's just add Redmond here to the location framework. So then that will get
populated.
Does it
say it's 66?
66. High for today, 73. Feels warmer out there, though.
It feels warmer.
Yeah.
Maybe just in the sunny spots.
Could be.
All right.
Okay, so that's weather. And then let's just take a quick look at stocks. So with stocks, we actually pre-populate you with three stocks. Microsoft, since you know everybody wants to know how we're
doing. Everyone does. How are we doing?
We are up today, 2603. So
beautiful.
Not too bad. And then the Dow and the NASDAQ, a couple indices that people want to check. So let's just dive into Microsoft here. And again, similar to the weather application, basically you have sort of an overview page and then you dive into the specific details. So here we see the price and it's up, which is good. Again, pivot control, you can switch over and see a chart. Again, taking advantage of the accent color on the phone to use red here. And we can switch between...
Oh, and that's just showing hourly throughout today.
Yep. Exactly. So you can switch between different time periods. The interesting thing about this one is that this chart that we're seeing here is actually the Silverlight charting control from the desktop. So this is, again, an instance where we're being able to take advantage of a bunch of the assets that exist already for Silverlight on the desktop and with fairly little work actually bring them down to the phone. So there's a bunch of that stuff that's out there in the community today that is pretty straightforward to port over. So we didn't have to redo a bunch of work to make these charts show up, which is pretty cool. The other thing I want to show on this one is you'll get the news associated with that stock. This is coming from Bing. And if we tap on a news item, it'll actually take us out to
Internet, to the web page.
Internet Explorer in the browser. Yeah, exactly. And so that's using the browser launcher functionality in the application platform. So basically any application that wants to send you out to a particular website can just easily, within a couple lines of code, just open up the browser and point it to a particular URL.
So there you are.
Yeah. So what's the news here? We're competing with the iPad, apparently.
No, we're not.
Okay.
And then to get back to the application.
So then you can get back to the application just with the back button on the phone, and that'll bring you back into where you were, which is the news page.
Very cool.
So those are the six applications that are actually in the marketplace today. Again, if you're lucky enough to have a phone. The last one I just want to show is kind of a preview of a game that we're working on. I know people love games on their phones.
Is this an XNA game?
This is actually a Silverlight game.
Okay.
So. Clearly we have XNA as a core part of the platform. And if you want to do any type of 3D gaming, really immersive gaming, maybe point and shoot, that kind of thing, clearly XNA is going to be your best choice. If you want to do more of a casual game, a 2D game, something that's simple, you can play for a couple minutes and then get out, maybe a game for kids.
I played 2D games for hours.
There you go, exactly.
Pretty
popular on the phone. Then you have a choice. You can go Silverlight or you can go XNA, and both of them are going to work well for various types of casual games.
Definitely.
So this one is actually a game built in Silverlight, and part of what we wanted to do was show that you can actually build an interesting two-dimensional game in Silverlight.
And this is finished, you said, or this is sort of a work in progress?
This is a work in progress.
Okay, keep that in mind, people.
Yeah, you'll see that the UI that we've got is still kind of placeholder, but it's all right. This actually, again, uses the accelerometer,
that game would drive me crazy!
The objective of the game is actually to get these little metal balls that you can see here to actually come together. The faster you can get them to come together, the better.
And then it gets bigger.
And then you'll see it gets bigger, and then other balls will show up. Whoop. And then we've got some kind of cheesy sound effects there for now.
Hey, don't knock it.
And then you'll have, as you go through the levels, you get additional obstacles that you have to get around. And there you
You're
go.
Good.
Yeah. Play it a couple times.
Yeah.
You'll see, additional balls will show up. And so there's, more things as you get later in levels. There's additional doors and see if we got blocks that show up.
That's fun.
So, we hope that this is... again, kind of a fun game for people to play just for a couple minutes at a time while you're waiting for the bus.
Definitely.
That sort of thing. And then hopefully we'll be able to release the source code for this one to be able to show people how to build a quick, simple 2D game in Silverlight, use the accelerometer, use some physics engine to be able to have these different things.
And this was called Unite.
The placeholder name is Unite.
Code name.
Exactly. So you're getting to see it first here on Channel 9.
Cool. Thank you so much. Yeah. And these will all be, what would you say the website was to get the source code when it's available?
This will all be linked off of developer.windowsphone.com.
Developer.windowsphone.com.
One-stop shop for everything Windows Phone development related.
Awesome.
And they'll be made available as Visual Studio starter kits. So you can actually just... click on the starter kit and it'll immediately import it into Visual Studio, and then you can open it as if it's basically a new project, but it's already filled out with all the code. So then you can just start messing around and change the colors and make the balls go faster.
Great.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, there you go, guys. So take these tools, start playing with them, and build your own apps. And we want to start showcasing some of your apps on here. So get out there, start building them, post them, and check back for more on Windows Phone 7 here at Channel 9. Thank you.